Hello and welcome to another Disconnected Gamers podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm your host. Well, I'm one of your two hosts. Well, no, I'm one of one host, but there are two of us. I'm Andrew, also known as Jay Bond, and
if you don't already know, it's your boy Mike.
It's your boy Mike. Yeah. So it's November 13th. It is about a week since our last podcast. Yeah, so I'm super psyched. I got my Xbox One, I got my Xbox Live, I got my Master Chief Collection, but the Master Chief Collection unfortunately uses the same servers as Drive Club.
It sounds like it.
It's pretty bad. It's like, I honestly, like, it's, I don't know if you can even hear it in the background, like, it's on right now,
I
totally want to just, like, leave it on Find a Match, and see if it even finds a match while we're, like, sitting here dicking around. Well, not dicking around, we're doing the podcast, but, like, I'm not paying attention, I should probably mute the mic on the Xbox just so it doesn't, like, turn on and people are like, who the fuck is talking?
Right.
But, let me get this, okay, mute the mic. There we go. I do, I still love the mute buttons and the mic buttons being attached to the controller rather than on the headset itself. Right. I still think that is a way superior design than the PS4 not having a setup like that, because, like, it's so easy to tap the buttons instead of having to move your hand to a headset that, like, on mine, it's the headset itself, or even the other Turtle Beaches where it's the little, like, dongle thingy, like, in line with the cable. Oh, hey, look. Message of the day. We are aware that while some users are reporting improved matchmaking experience, some users have not seen an improvement. As a result, we are temporarily moving to a limited playlist layout that will allow for players to find games faster. Okay, so basically what they did was they eliminated playing match, like, so you eliminated match types so that people aren't trying. My problem is, how many people aren't playing this game?
Right.
Fuck it. Let's try. Let's see. Let's go with Team Slayer. Why not?
See if the game works.
Yeah, like, we're doing it live. I'll just let it go. Anyways, yeah, the servers are pretty borked. I've probably spent a total of at least 6 or 7 hours trying to get into matches on Master Chief Collection. While that doesn't seem like a lot, only getting into four matches, but I'm not counting one because it was a Team Slayer that put us 3v0.
What the fuck?
So we had no opponents, right? And if you try to leave the game, it says you're going to get penalized. So, of course, my guess is myself and the other two kids were like, oh, I'm not leaving the game because I've only played, like, two games to begin with, so I don't want to have, like, a, you know, 33% rating of, like, leaving, abandoning games.
Right, yeah.
So we just stuck it out. So I just kept team killing.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least, like, because I was like,
fuck. Either that or one of you could have switched. It was 2-on-1. It
wouldn't let you switch.
Oh, Drake is not the people.
Yeah, it wouldn't even let us switch teams. Oh, hey, look, it's populating. Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
It's actually putting us into a game. Oh, man. Oh, cool.
Are you
looks
on
like
with friends now, or are you
none
just
of my friends. It just put us in a game. Holy crap.
Oh, nice.
Wait.
Well, now you gotta play while we're recording.
Yeah. What's funny is I'm pretty sure somebody else said the same thing. Holy shit, we actually just got in a game.
Wow.
That's awesome. Even the kid playing the game is like, whoa, this is weird. I don't know what to do.
Well, now we can't say it's broken.
Now I'm surprised that I actually managed to get into a match so fast. Like, yesterday when I was hanging out with my friends, there were four of us, we tried getting into matches and we couldn't, so we just did custom. Because custom games actually work fine.
Oh, well, yeah, because it's just your buddies, whatever.
Yeah,
you're trying to jump on a server.
Exactly, so we just played against each other, which is, I mean, it was 2v2, so it kind of stunk, but,
right,
you know, it would have been a little more fun with a lot more people, but it wasn't terrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's funny. Now,
oh, I got a kill! Oh, but that kid's gonna get me. No, I'm dead. Yeah, so this is gonna be, like, a really, really bad match for me, because I'm just gonna, like, aimlessly wander.
Right.
I don't care about my kill death. It means nothing to me, so... yeah, so the multiplayer... I mean, it's like, the game looks fantastic. Like, people were complaining about, like, frame rate issues and stuff, but I've never really experienced any of that, but I've only played...
Halo.
I've only played the first one, because I'm going to try and play them all through. So I'll do Halo 1, 2, 3, 4.
Instead of just jumping right into...
Well, everybody's like, oh, Halo 2, oh, that was totally an enemy, teammate, rather. Yeah, everybody was like, oh, Halo 2 anniversary, blah, 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 and I'm like, well, but I would rather play them through, because at least that way I'll remember exactly what's going on, where, like, there's, like, a bunch of stuff from the beginning game that I was like, I don't entirely remember this scene, but they redid all the cinematics. So, like, Captain Keyes looks totally fresh, and all the characters look super, super well done, because all those cutscenes were all redone.
Right.
So, even on, like, Halo 1 and all the other games, they redid all the animations and stuff, so it's nice.
Oh, wow.
But you can, if you want, just, like, switch out to old graphics. So, when we were playing, we played SWAT on Lockdown, I think, or something, High Point, one of the maps that's, like, basically, if you jump off a ledge, you die, because you just fall. We played with the old skins, so, like, the sniper rifle is the old sniper, everything is old, you know, everything is straight out of regular Xbox, which was super, super awesome. Like, it's cool to be able to switch.
So you can switch it back and forth between Anniversary and OG?
Pretty much. But
just the graphics, or, like, in general, you can literally play the old Halo if you want to.
I don't actually know if, like, hitboxes or anything. Oh, that was cool. I got them after the fact. I don't know if the hitboxes or anything like that changed, but the whole game is graphically running in the old version. So, like, you can switch between the newest graphics and the old graphics. But I don't know how, like, what ability you have to just change on the fly, like, because I haven't done it while playing a game. We had to do it pre-loading the multiplayer for the custom game. Like, whoever the leader was had to choose. But I've never set up a custom game, so I don't know. You may be able to just go, I feel like you gotta just set it before and after each match. Otherwise, it'd be really weird to, like, play and all of a sudden all your guns and stuff look different.
Right, gotcha.
What's so weird, though, is, like, looking at guns that don't have, any recoil. Like, the friggin' assault rifle in Halo 1 has no recoil whatsoever. It just kind of, like, gently slides back as you fire. But, like, when you switch to the pistol's like, boom, 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 and you can see, like, the gun rises like it should. But it's just kind of funny, like, and, like, there's no sprinting, there's no aiming down the sights. It's so weird. Like, it's so weird having to go back in time to, like, that time where you can't, like, left trigger throws a grenade. It doesn't look you down sights. So, like, I'm so thrown off. So then I was like, oh, well, I'll change all my controls so that, like, you know,
it feels familiar.
Yeah, like, so that, like, zoom is left. And it's worse. Because you can set it to do, like, all game. Like, that's the thing that sucks. You can set each game in whatever control scheme you like. Or you can just say, well, set them all to this game. So so many different, like, so all the different games have different settings. So now every time I play a multiplayer game, when you just do straight find game, it'll put you in a game within any console. It won't necessarily be like only Halo 2 or only Halo 3 or only Halo 1. It'll just it just rotates them all. So like, each game I play, the controls are completely different. I have no idea what I'm doing anymore. So basically, like, the first, like, 5 minutes of every game I've played so far is, like, going back and changing all the controls to, like, what they should be for that game. Because I'm so lost when they're all different. Like, zooming is left trigger is weird, because it doesn't, like, toggle. So, like, you have to hold the left trigger down like you would, like, to aim down the sights. But then sometimes it does. And then what's an annoying thing about Halo that, like, I think it's just always been a thing. When you're zooming and you get hit by an enemy, you unzoom. It unsnaps your zoom.
Totally. So there's no way to toggle it to where...
Yeah, it just it just pulls you out of zoom. So, like, you'll be zooming in the sniper rifle and you'll take, like, a few hits and then it zooms you out. So, like, it makes it so hard to line up a good shot.
Right.
It's really frustrating.
So there's no options to just... instead of...
I didn't see one for toggling it. But yeah, because otherwise what it is Zoom is the right stick. Like, you push on the right stick. Mm-hmm. Right now, for me, that's Melee. But, like, normally Melee is, like, the bumpers or something, or it's, like, B. It's so confusing. Like, so much, like, and that was the thing that was hilarious for, like, there was a while where my friend was like, dude, you gotta press X to join the roster to, like, join the game, because we were in the equivalent of a party chat, like, on PS4. Right. And, I was like, dude, I'm pressing X, it's not fucking working, right? I was like, it's not working, this is stupid, this game is fucking broken, and then I, like, looked at the control and I was like, oh.
Could you switch it?
No, because X is square.
Oh, right. Yeah.
X is A on an Xbox One controller. Because I'm sitting there being like, no, I'm pressing X. No, but what I was actually pressing was A. It was what happened to Sarah when she was playing, like, Sunset Overdrive or something, and the guy was saying, like, oh, do X to do whatever, and she's like, it's not working, and then it was on one of her podcasts.
And she realized.
And she realized after the fact that the guy was like getting like. I don't think he was getting salty with her, but she was getting really annoyed because she couldn't get it to work. And then after the fact, we realized that the controller layout is different, like the buttons are different. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what happened to me.
right.
Until I was like, oh, the X button, right?
As opposed to that
imposter X button. So, yeah, that was fun, like, 20 minutes. And then the interface on Xbox is so bad. It's so bad. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. I've heard it's Windows 8.1, basically, but worse.
Oh, God, I hate Windows 8.
It's Windows 8, but worse.
So just clunky, or...?
It's super clunky. There's so much stuff. Like, I didn't know...
Allegedly, you can edit it, though. I don't know if that's true.
Apparently, you have to do it through your phone, though. My friend was saying the only way to adjust the tiles is through your phone, which makes no sense. Why can't I change it from the damn console itself? Right.
So, wait, do you have to have a fucking Windows phone, then?
No. There's an iPhone app.
Okay, but I was just saying.
But
like...
here's the other thing. We'll just shit on Microsoft for a little bit right now.
right.
There's two apps. There's the Xbox 360 one and the Xbox One app. It's not like there's just one app for both. I gotta have two apps on my phone, and then apparently, when you add some, and this, I won't give them too much crap on this one, because this is totally the same thing that happens on the PS, PlayStation with the two consoles. If you add somebody on Xbox 360, it adds them on both.
Right.
If you add somebody on Xbox One, it doesn't add them on Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go back to your 360 and add them on the 360.
Oh.
Or... always add people from the 360 app so that they show up on both consoles. Now, that's I'll say, is probably less of an issue because 90% of the people I'm probably adding, I'm not going to ever play with them on 360.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really care.
Right, not a big deal.
Yeah. Also, like, if things sound weird, it's because I'm, like, moving because I can't see the TV from where I'm sitting now, so now I've got to just... the mic fell.
Right. Or that'll happen.
Yeah, so there we go. That's better.
Bloopers.
Yeah, I know. So that's it's the interface is just garbage. And what was funny was, so my buddy who also bought this Xbox bundle so we could all play Halo.
Mm-hmm.
He had just gotten his Xbox. He'd only like just set it up like the other night, and we're trying to get into a game. And he's like, "How do I do any of this stuff?" And I was like, "Trust me, man." It doesn't make any sense to me. And like the two of us are both like, the interface is so bad. And I was like, we need to talk to one of our teachers from college. I was like, we need to have him get us on the like Microsoft interface team to fix this. Because it was funny, because one of our friends who's not a designer was like, I love it. And me and my buddy Ryan were like, it's so bad. There's so many things that I would love to change. There's nothing intuitive about it at all. Like, it took me forever to figure out how the hell to even, like, get into the system settings and, like, like to add the internet and stuff. Like, I just couldn't figure, like, there's so many menus and so many things. And it's just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
So basically, they expect people to use Kinect that way, so you use voice commands instead of
Yeah, that's
doing
the thing, because my friend said, he was like, do you not have a Kinect? And I was like, no, I don't have a Kinect. And he was like, oh, well, that's going to make it hard for you to figure shit out. And I was like, well, Apparently, the Xbox does actually have a new patch that is either coming or has already come out that allows the chat headset to do some of the commands. But every time I try, it just says Xbox like isn't working.
Right.
Retry it or whatever. Yeah, exactly. But like honestly, like hands down, the PS4 has a much simpler interface that actually makes sense. Like.
Right.
The games are on the tiles below you, and all the other, you know, I would call, like, admin-level things are above it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's
right.
where you go to do your settings, and all your settings are in there in menus. And
right. It's like easy to find everything.
Yeah, it's easy to find everything, and everything's kind of, it's organized in a way that's, like, easy to read. Like, it's all top-to-bottom lists, whereas, like, mm-hmm. the Xbox, it's, like, everything's in tiles, and everything is, like, it's a grid of squares, and you're just like, what? None of these, it's just...
Yeah, too much.
I just, yeah, there's way too many menus. Oh, I'm going to team kill, whoops.
Mm.
There's just way too many menus.
Yeah, it's no fun. No fun. No one wants to stare at a screen.
And not know what to do.
Just to fucking,
like,
you
and
know,
then God,
turn a setting off.
Don't even get me started on snapping apps. Had no idea how to do that.
Right, I'm assuming it's easier to connect.
It's way easier with Kinect, but now that I know how to do it with the controller, it's pretty straightforward. You just
right.
double tap the Xbox button, mm-hmm. and then it pops up a little, like, basically the D-pad, and,
mm-hmm.
like, left is whatever you have currently on, and then right will be, mm-hmm. like, snap,
mm-hmm.
and so you hit right to snap, you right on the D-pad, and that'll open up to, like, snap a thing, and
right.
then it'll bring up a menu to choose what you want to snap, and then you pick that thing, and then it snaps the app, and then it opens the app. It's a little slow. I'll say it's kind of clunky, but at least that part works and makes sense. I get that. And it makes sense because there's no other, without the voice commands, there's no way to do it, like, fast.
Mm-hmm.
So, I totally get that. I totally understand that. Because I can snap an app or go to party, which I think was the last app that I had open. So you hit up, snap an app, and then I can pick... You need to install the game or app for this. I'm signed into Xbox Live. What, did I get signed out of Xbox Live? Did I get
this? That makes sense, because it would kick you off.
Right.
You'd kick you out of the game.
Well, that was the thing. The game, like, just ended, and then it bumped. And then, of course, this is the fun part about Halo. You'll finish a match in a party, and then it'll completely separate all of you.
Hmm.
Or, when you leave your fire team in Destiny and, like, it takes everybody with you, it won't. It'll be like, do you want to take everybody with you? Yes. And then it'll be like, haha, just kidding.
Ass.
Yeah, right? So, but for what it's worth, I think it's the same thing that I think about, like, Canon cameras and Nikon cameras.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that Canon to me has a much simpler interface, has a much simpler overall design of the cameras in terms of, like, menus and controls and features, whereas
right.
I would say Nikon is way more fine-tuned a little bit, and you have way more, like, there's just way more knobs and adjustments you can make from the actual outer camera device itself, rather
mm-hmm.
than, like, Canon, a lot of, like, certain fine-tuning things that most people probably don't even touch are done within the camera menus itself. So there's
right.
less overall buttons and things for you to even notice. And so, because people always have asked me, I'm not a photographer, but, like, I know enough about the cameras. We had to use them a lot in school, and I've had several digital Canon SLRs. And, like, people always ask me, like, oh, what's better, Canon or Nikon? And I'm like, doesn't matter. They're both good. Like, it's just,
right.
it's like Coke and Pepsi. They're both good. They're both products.
So
they both do what they do. It's just more what
personal preference.
Personal preference.
How you want to use it, yeah.
And, or what I've always said, I was like, have you ever used Canon cameras before or Nikon cameras before? And they're like, oh, Nikon. And I'm like, then get a Nikon SLR. Because
right,
it'll just be more familiar to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because I've had people who have bought Canons and then switched to Nikons and been like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And I'm like, yeah, because there's 8,000 things on it that you never had to even bother with before. But
mm-hmm.
now they're there, and you might bump the button accidentally, or you go into the wrong menu,
yeah.
and then, like, stuff gets... It's just... Like, Xbox is the way more... Like, right now, I'm on the home screen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the Halo Master Chief icon that's big,
mm-hmm.
because that's what's... That's the app that's open, and then the Snapped app is right next to it.
Right.
And then It's like widescreen format. And then to the right of those is unsnap the app, then my games and apps. Then below that is another tile with Halo, because that's the disc that's in the game. To the left of that is the Twitch app. To the left of that is messages. To the left of that is party. And to the left of that is friends. And beside all that is the featured menu, which I don't even know if I can get rid of. And then the friend, half of my friends list you can see, like, on the corner of the screen, because then when you tab over to the friends thing, then that's in the forefront, like, as if you were to swipe with, like, a touchscreen. But it's all tiles. But, like, it's so, so, like, there's things, like, when you go up to the friends list on the PS4, it says, like, 36. And you'd be like, oh, I have 36 friends online. The Friends app is just a fucking blue square with two white drawn characters on it. It doesn't say, like, six friends online. But if you go to the right-hand side of the screen, where it again redundantly shows me my friends list, it says one friend online. And it shows me half of their avatar. And I'm just like, why do you do this? Why do you deliver me redundant information? Or not just give me the information in my friends thing? And why is it not a live tile? Oh, now I've got two friends online. A person just jumped online. Only because I happen to see that on the friends corner of the damn screen. There's no notification on the bottom like there normally is. It says, like, so-and-so got online. But, like, even, like, live tile nonsense, I don't even know if any of these things have live tile ability. Maybe they do. Tell me in the comments or tweet at me. But it's frustratingly... like, it's unnecessarily complex, I think, is the simplest way to say what I like, how I feel about it. Like, there's just none of
too, way too much going on at the same time.
Yeah, there's just way too much going on that doesn't need to be there. Like, if I work for Microsoft, I would and I worked in the UI, I would absolutely simplify this. And I could do it in, like, 20 minutes. In, like, 20 minutes, I could make this about 100 times easier for everybody else. But the problem is they just want to do too much stuff. They want to give you way too much content.
Right.
That's unnecessary. Like, I don't... My app, my games and apps needs to be, like, twice the size it is. Because for... it took me, like, 20 minutes to find out that Chariot had even downloaded to the console. Because I couldn't figure out how to get to my games.
Right.
Because it's like, oh, well, you tab to friends, and then it just gives you your friends list. Which is, even in and of itself, is weird. Because the friends... on the friends tile... there's one big, it's three big squares. One square says two friends online, and it's cycling between the two avatars of those people, rather than just giving me a mini list. Then next to it, it says popular with friends, and it's showing me the games that my friends have played. And then to the right of that is a leaderboard, which is an interesting meta thing, and it basically shows you for the month who's earned the most gamer score.
Right.
So, like, one of my friends has earned 1,600 gamer points. Another one has 1,100. Another one has 1,000. Then 390. And then I'm at the bottom with 115 gamer points. And it, like, shows your score overall comparatively. And it's... But I don't know that there's any... I don't know that I care. Like, I'm sitting here looking at this, like, do I care that my friend gained 1,600 gamer points? It would kind of be like... the way the PS4, like, in the What's New thing, it's like, so-and-so earned a trophy in this game. Like, cool.
Right.
If I wanted to know, I'd look at their trophy list. And then the final tab over is the store. But, like, even just to open the actual store to, like, get games, like, I gotta tab twice over and then go to whichever category I want. So games, movie and TV, music, and then apps. And then search is the farthest from the where your controller would, like, start. Default. So if I just want to search for something, like, I had to search for the Twitch app because I had to install it.
Right.
But, like, yeah, that whole thing aside, the Xbox is I think it's a cool thing. I think it's a cool console. Like, I'm hating on it, but I'm hating on it for things that probably are nitpicky to me, like having a design background. The interface in this console, it blows my mind that somebody thought this was, like, a good idea.
Yeah.
And it was only further supported by my friend having nearly the exact same reaction I did when we were trying to figure stuff out. But, like, one of our, the other kid we were playing with, we were all classmates. He's a designer too, and naturally, because we went to design school. But he was like, yeah, he's like, you kind of got to get used to it. And I'm thinking he's probably had it for a while, which is why he has it. But he also has the Kinect, which makes which makes his life significantly more easy, because he was just like, snap party, unsnap party, you know, Xbox, play Halo or whatever.
Right. I feel like it almost, they almost kind of sneakily force you to, like, you know, hey, it'd be kind of easy if you got Kinect.
Yeah, oh, totally. Oh, way easier. But my thing is, just give me the chats, give me the chat support like the PlayStation has. Like, allow me to just, why do I need the damn Kinect? I just, all it's doing is listening.
Right.
So just make the microphone do that. Or, if you wanted to even simplify it faster, make a new stereo headset plug-in-y thingy that just when you hit the button, then you can give it a command.
Right.
Like, hit the button like you would hold your Siri thing, or like, ooh, let me, I'll triple tap the Xbox button, and then it'll be like, you know, and then it'll give me the little symbol telling me to say whatever my command is. Like, just find a way to make it easier.
Not stupid.
Just because snapping apps when you're in the middle of a game, just in general, is super, super slow. Like, for what it's worth... The console is a beast, but it just feels super slow and clunky when you're trying to, like, snap apps and stuff. Like, I was trying to do Twitch, and, I mean, I streamed for a little bit last night just to test it out, and it was pretty... I wasn't impressed, I guess, was what it comes down to. Like, the only thing I was actually impressed by... I was impressed by this. When you snap an app...
Yeah.
Like, when I snap the Twitch app, it's visible on my screen, not visible on the stream. The stream just sees full gameplay. And just the same way that your game works is you have chat audio.
Right.
So, the only part about that I hated is that, at least in the Master Chief Collection, I haven't quite figured it out, but there was no way to mute myself in the game. Because I had to keep my headset on so that I could chat to the stream, and that part seemed kind of like a bummer, because it, like, there was no easy way to just be like, mute all, so that at least I wasn't interacting in the like multiplayer lobby,
right?
But
I
don't know. I could talk about it for a long time, but basically it's. It's a great, like, it's a great console. I'm not gonna hate on either one of them more than I've hated on them before in the past. Like, I'm not gonna stop playing PS4. I'm not gonna convert to Xbox. I'm not gonna convert to either one. I want to be able to play whatever. But
everything.
There's definitely, like, I feel like the PS4 is a superior console in terms of it's just way easier to use. Like, a friend of mine was just saying how he was gonna buy a console for his dad. And himself, and he was like, what's easiest to set up, because he's like, my father's not super tech savvy, and people were saying Xbox One, and having used one right now, I'm like, there's no goddamn
way. Unless you have Kinect, sure.
Like, but even still, there'd be no, there's no, like, connect to my Wi-Fi, like, there's none of that.
Oh, yeah,
like,
true. It's not,
like, even just the just setting it up to your internet connection would have been a nightmare for somebody with no technical skills.
Yeah.
And then I don't even want to get started on the stupid NAT type thing. The NAT type BS is just as bad on the Xbox One as it is on the PS4. Because like one of our I had a moderate NAT, one of my friends had strict, and the other kid had open. So we both had to wait till he got online to join each other in a game on Halo.
Jeez.
Because his was strict and mine was moderate, he couldn't join me and I couldn't join him. But we could get in a party chat together, and then we could talk, and we could, because instead of the party chat app, we would use Skype, so you Skype call each other, and then, we did Skype, and then party chat, and that worked fine, but we couldn't even join each other in the game, because the NAT type wouldn't, like, let us connect. So then while I'm waiting to try and get into a lobby, I'm, like, looking at my internet and checking all the stuff, and I actually figured out how to fix it, and now I have an open NAT, which is totally baller, because now I don't have to, now my Xbox won't, like, be stupid, and they can join me now if I'm online before one of the other kids is online, which is nice, but, it's just, ugh. We didn't even talk about Unity. Unity came out the other day.
Yep, I'm probably still the only one that
likes it.
Hate it. Yeah.
I don't even get it. Like, I've seen some of the pictures of, like, the dude with his face is missing because, like,
yeah, there's a lot of issues with glitches, but Ubisoft is planning to try to fix all of that, and I think, well, to me, it seems like more people are pissed about the microtransactions than they are. They're, oh, it's boring, and it's over, you know, it's overdone, stop making the games and all that nonsense. And
right. Well, because somebody told me something about, well, actually, I read a friend of mine who put the what I think is the best Amazon review of
yeah, I saw that.
You saw that? Yeah, Craig's review. Yeah. That was fantastic. Yeah, so basically like you have to like connect that. You have to like connect to a website to do this or an app or something.
You play like they have an app you can use to unlock extra game items and all that nonsense.
But do you actually have to do it?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. That's if you want that stuff. If you just want to play the game, you can just play the game.
Right. I just realized I could share play in co-op.
I think so.
Noise.
Yeah. But yeah. I forgot what else. I think, yeah, the glitches, the microtransactions, and then that people felt the game is boring, and there's, yeah.
Right.
Which, I mean, not every game is, you know, for everybody. Everyone right. has a different play style, everyone has a different, you know, whatever that they love, and I can't complain. I've been enjoying it. Yeah, the whole Uplay bullshit is stupid, but that's their thing. They're not going to stop it just because right. everyone hates it.
Like, well, it's no different than EA or like Battlefield has the EA, whatever.
What's it called? Yeah.
I don't even know off the top
and
of my head.
EA's
Origin.
Yeah, there you go. And, yeah, it's basically the same shit.
Yeah.
And EA is one of the most hated companies, but everyone still buys their games.
Right, it's just like everybody complains that Call of Duty is the like... same. But they still... I'm like, you guys still buy it.
Yeah, you still buy it. Like, you're still giving them money to make like, more.
Like, I only have Call of Duty Advanced Warfare because it came with my Xbox. Yeah. Would I have right. bought it? Would I have bought it otherwise? No.
No.
But it yeah. was... But the difference was, get an Xbox bundle that had Advanced Warfare or get an Xbox bundle that had Assassin's Creed. And I like mm-hmm. Assassin's Creed way less than I like Call of Duty.
Right.
And I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad game. It's a good game. I just don't like it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I've never gotten into it. So, mm-hmm. So I was like, well, I'll just get the, and plus this bundle also came with a year of Xbox Live and it
right.
was only $20 more. So there was just no way I wasn't going to take this deal.
Yeah. With that bundle, you're basically paying for Live for free.
Yeah.
Most part, and you can't beat that. So
yeah, it's like I paid. And so it was $379 versus $349. So I paid an additional $30 and got $120 worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it.
Can't fault you for that, yeah.
So now I have Halo, and me and my buddy have, because he got the same bundle as me, we both mm-hmm. have Advanced Warfare. So if we decided we didn't want to play Halo, at least we could play
Advanced right, you Warfare. Have another game to play.
Yeah.
Or even Chariot.
Yep, yeah, I got Chariot. Once my Xbox trial runs out and I put the actual full code in, because you can't try the games on a, that's a stupid thing. Like if I had an Xbox Live trial, wouldn't mm-hmm. you want me to try the games with gold? So I might be like, maybe I should just get fucking real Xbox
right.
Live, because then I might actually buy these games, or okay. I'd have access to this game. So instead of a 14-day trial that I took from this game, I'll just go buy one.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what's cool is the packaging for the Xbox is top-notch, aside from the console being obnoxiously large. The controller that I bought, the Xbox controller, they give you 2 days of Live with an Xbox controller.
Hmm.
Like, they give you another 2-day trial, and I'm like, okay.
Nice.
It's like, I want to kind of stack them all in and just use them.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm just delaying my ability to play Chariot.
Yeah, because as far as I know, Live actually didn't stack.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
So. But yeah, yeah, Unity, like, but I still, like, I don't get why Halo's getting, like, great reviews and the servers are garbage.
It's because Halo's a great game.
Right, people, like, whereas, like, Drive Club.
It's a beloved series, whereas yeah. Assassin's Creed is, you know, people but like even, it, but they don't love it.
But even, like, it has effectively the same situation as Drive Club, but people are still like, "Ah, oh, Halo's amazing." And I'm like, and one person was like, "Yeah, but you still have the Halo campaign." And I'm like, "But Drive Club has the single player mode." I was like, "It's got tour mode." I was like, "You can earn like 300 stars." I was like, "I'm like, there's a bazillion races and cars to unlock."
Right.
I was but like, "It's not like the game like, is multi. It's not like Mag where you can't do anything if you can't get online."
Oh God, yeah.
So,
yeah,
it would have just been. But it's yeah, but I mean, I totally get it. People are just like, "Oh, Halo's awesome. Drive Club's this new game that we don't care about." And I'm like, no. Halo should be taking some flack, and more so because it's friggin' Bungie. I mean, it's not Bungie; it's 343. But like this, it's too big a game series to have issues like this. There should not be a single issue with me getting online into Halo on the day it came out.
I picked it up
at 7 o'clock that night. So we're talking from midnight to 7 p.m., so 19 hours after the game has been picked up by everybody near me, and somehow I can't get onto a game?
Right. Like, you think they would have fixed that?
Right. Like, how pissed were the people who waited in line in the cold to get this game right at midnight, to jump online to play some Halo 2 against their friends, and then couldn't get online?
Not be able to play, yeah.
Nope. Yeah, I would have been annoyed. That's why I don't do that. I won't. I'm not gonna wait till midnight to pick up any game ever.
Right.
This is not me. I'm not like, not, oh man, I gotta play this game. I need to go do this right now. Like, nope.
Right. I don't mind midnight releases. I'm just there to pick up the game. I don't really care to. What's it called? Like, stand there the whole night.
Right. Yeah. Like people I mean, who, I guess like wait outside. Game. I'm just like, no. I'll just. Like, I'll just go get my game tomorrow morning or whatever.
Right, which is why, that's why I love digital. I don't have to stand,
that's true.
Fucking hours outside. I can just, you know, preload the game and then boom, play there you go.
At 3 a.m., yeah.
Yeah, that's it why just unlocks
that's why the time. That's why I did Destiny. Which didn't even, which again, like, right, I did that for Destiny. It was pointless. I didn't even play.
Yeah.
Because I ended up, I just rushed through the customization of the character and ended up making the, like, bald black chick.
Yeah, you literally ended up with, the warlock.
Yeah, and then, and then, like, I took my Vita to work, I played for, like, 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And then went back to work, yeah.
And then got home, and the game was waiting. Like, as if, like, so I bought an additional copy of a game, which I gave away the physical one during the Able Gamer stream, but, like, I bought a copy of a game because I so desperately wanted to have it and know that I had secured the console, like, the game on my console.
Right.
And then didn't even play it when it actually unlocked. I, like, woke up at, like, 3:45 and was like, cool, it's installed, I can play it. And then I was just like, whatever, going back to sleep.
I think I actually played it a little bit. Because I didn't work the next day.
Yeah, like, I did Drive Club Digital because it was $10 less.
Right, yeah, that was the only reason. Yeah. Other than that, it's like, I probably would have waited.
And
if
like,
if I'd have known it would have been plagued that bad, then because I figured, oh, whatever, you know, people say it doesn't work, but whatever, it'll work for me because I've never had an issue when people are like, oh, it's broken, like, whatever. Any game I bought, it worked.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah, well, my thing was I was like, oh, if I'm going to keep remote playing, it'll be better to have them digitally because then I won't have to switch discs or leave a disc in the console to play a certain game. So now at least if I wanted to, I can play Destiny, I can play Drive Club, and then I can leave a third game in the console.
Right.
Ready that to play backup. Whenever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the Xbox, it's kind of whatever, because there's no... Like, I can get on my phone and connect to my Xbox from my phone when I'm when I'm home on the same network, and I can tell it to start a game and turn on.
Right.
So, like, I could, like, get home and be, like, as I'm walking in the house, be like, bloop, bloop, turn on Xbox, put on Halo.
Right. But so it's based somewhat similar to the PlayStation app, just...
Yeah. But my thing is, I'm like, well, I'll just turn it on when I get upstairs.
Right, yeah.
The only thing I use it for is to send messages, because it's far faster to send a message from the phone than it is to actually type a message out on the controller.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Way easier.
I'd imagine, yeah.
But that's like, yeah, that's like it. That's like the only reason. I don't use the app for anything else. It's too, right. it's just as frustrating as the damn console itself, because it's set up the same way with all the tiles.
Oh god.
And what's annoying is, so it opens up the home screen and there's those same tiles like Friends, Twitch, Snap, whatever. So you tap the Friends thing, thinking it'll open up your friends list. No. What it does is it opens up saying, "Do you want to start this on your console?" Like, what? No, I want to look at my friends list. To look at your friends list, you got to tap a thing in the top corner, which pops out a sidebar, and then you hit friends in the sidbar, and then it shows you your friends list.
That's annoying.
Yeah, so every time I always open it, I immediately just, like, my natural response is just tap the friends icon, and I'm like, oh, damn it, no, that's going to ask me if I want to pin it on my Xbox, or, you know, open the app on my, actual console.
Right.
It's dumb.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. But, I don't know, we've been talking for almost 42 minutes. This is the longest podcast.
Yeah.
So
it's
far.
Just easy to ramble and...
Yeah, I mean, I just garbage.
Put your two cents on everything.
I garbaged on the Xbox. But,
You defended it, plus it attacked it. You were partial. Yeah, you were both partial.
I was bipartisan about the Xbox.
Yeah.
I figured at this point, just because we've, like, every episode we just make it a little bit longer and a little bit longer, we'll call it good on this one.
Call it, case closed.
So my shout out is going to be Craig, who did that amazing review of Amazon.
That was going to be mine.
Because that was awesome. So I'm, like, opening up my phone to find his Twitter so that people can follow him. It's like Craigums, but it's spelt funny. So it's at Craigums, Craigums. And he works for Able Gamers, it's at Able Gamers. And that's a charity for disabled gamers where they help build them accessibility options and controllers, and they also work with the developers on the developing end of it to make sure that accessibility options are put into games. So, like, colorblind assist, controller support for external controllers that aren't, like, standard. Because basically, I'm not picking on Sucker Punch, but this is a good example. Most disabled gamers who have, like, a mobility issue can't play Second Son at all, because to start the game, you have to, like, turn the controller sideways and, like, shake it like a spray can.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, if you have a mobility issue, you can't, there's no other way to start the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I'm not picking on Sucker Punch at all, because I think that's a neat way to start the game, but at the same time, like, you need to there needs to be, like, either a way for other controllers to be supported, or, like, just X to start, or, like, touchpad to start, you know? Like, just
right,
in general, like, if you just tap that anyways, aside from doing the can thing, like, it'll just start the game.
Or switch it to the sticks for them.
Sure.
Shake the sticks. Kind of stick thing, yeah, shake the sticks for that. So that's
what Able Gamers does. They make these custom controllers for people who have mobility issues, disabilities. They're really awesome. They're really fantastic people. I've hung out with them a few times at PAX. PAXes. So, yeah, that's Craigums and Able Gamers would be my shout outs. And I know technically that was going to be your shout out. So we can just do one group shout out.
Yeah, we'll do one group. Yeah.
So give Craig a follow. Give Able Gamers a follow. Tell them we sent you.
Yes.
And then obviously, if you want to follow us, it's at the DG Cast for the Disconnected Gamers podcast itself. And then my Twitter is at So After I Said. Fine if you want to follow me. Fine if you don't.
Don't be that one guy.
Yeah, don't be that one guy who was like, no. Awesome.
Even though props to him for...
Yeah, that was
like,
great.
Eh, no.
That was the best. Everybody should follow him. He helped me fix my computer, and he's just like, tweets at me, no.
No.
Awesome. But yeah, so anyways, that'll do it for... I believe this is episode 4.
Four, yeah.
So that'll do it for episode 4 of the Disconnected Gamers podcast. We will catch you
on the flip.